All right, let's do this. We're going live in 5, 4, 3. Good afternoon and welcome back to Intrepid Healthcare. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Joe Lavelle. Joe, you know, we have had so many interesting conversations with different organizations doing amazing things with technology in the healthcare space. Today's conversation promises to be very, very interesting.
One of the things that you would think are the basics, but it takes a real innovator like Right Patient to get this right, Tom.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's get right to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is Michael Trader. He is the co-founder and president of Right Patient. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.
Now, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some very valuable minutes with us. Michael, before we get into Right Patient and what that's all about, do take a few quick seconds, inform the audience about you and your background.
Sure. Well, my name is Michael Trader, and I'm the president and co-founder of Right Patient. Right Patient is a spin-off of a company called M2Sys Technology, which I was fortunate enough to also be a co-founder of. M2Sys has been around for about 12 years or so and really focuses on biometric identity management technology in a number of different markets, including healthcare. We really focus on government, financial services, and healthcare, and have our technology implemented in over 100 countries worldwide, and we've got over 300 million people that have enrolled in our technology using it in one capacity or another.
Outstanding. All right, Right Patient, give us the 10,000-foot view. What's it all about? What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Right Patient is a patient identity management platform, biometric platform, and we're also adding some capabilities in other areas that will link into the platform, such as patient engagement. And so really the core of the product is in its ability to link a patient's biometric data, which is, you know, our unique physiological characteristics, to their medical record in a provider's electronic health record software. So once a patient is enrolled in the system and that link has been established, every time that patient subsequently visits the facilities, we simply authenticate them using our biometric matching system, and then we seamlessly communicate with the provider's EHR software to retrieve that patient's medical record. So once the system is implemented, it's impossible for a patient to become the victim of identity theft, for anyone to use an alias or commit fraud when visiting a provider, and it's impossible to create any duplicate or overlay medical records.
Wow. So it seems, Michael, as we get started here, this is an opportune time for a solution like Right Patient. Is that what inspired you guys to really get started? Kind of the regulatory environment, ACA, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. No question about it. I mean, as you guys well know, with the ACA and with the High Tech Act, you're seeing a couple things that are happening in the marketplace. You know, really this conflation of increased access to care and, you know, the digitization of health information. And so, you know, it's making it even more critical because of those two things that patients are identified correctly and reliably. Not only does that really have a big impact on provider costs, but it also has a huge impact on patient safety and quality outcomes. And as we move more towards performance-based reimbursement models, of course, that has a big financial stake for the providers within the healthcare industry.
Gosh, you know, I'll be honest with you, Joe, I've been thinking about the positive side of this thing towards just being sure that the right patient was getting the right treatment, but I didn't even think about the idea of preventing identity theft and fraud. I mean, that opens up a whole other realm to this thing. That's mind-blowing. Michael, walk us through how it actually works and why that's more impactful than more traditional means.
Sure. So we have a back-end biometric software platform that's really the core of the platform that supports many different forms of biometrics. So we've been at this for, as I mentioned, 12 years, a lot of experience in biometric technology, and our back-end software platform supports fingerprint, finger vein, palm vein, iris, facial recognition. So you've got a lot of different options to choose from. When we implement the system at a hospital provider or health system, we interface the software with their existing EHR software. So we've already built interfaces to all of the major EHR systems out there, Epic, Siemens, Cerner, McKesson, Meditech, etc. And so as the patients are enrolled in the system, our software creates a link between that patient's biometric data, depending on the type of biometrics that the hospital provider is using, and their medical record in the hospital's EHR system. And so once that link is established, then every time the patient revisits the facility, we capture their biometric. And so in the case of something like iris recognition, for example, we just take their picture, or the provider would take their picture. And that data is then submitted to our back-end biometric matching system. We do a real-time, what's called one-to-many search. So we're comparing the captured biometric data against the data of all enrolled patients in real time. And if a match is found, then we communicate with the EHR system, and the EHR system will pull up that patient's medical record.
Outstanding. You've mentioned some of these major systems that you're integrated with, and it made me curious. As we know, all those systems vendors have been on a journey through meaningful use stage 1, stage 2, and now into stage 3. Have you been along that journey with them? Talk a little bit about how you've worked with vendors the last few years, or maybe how you've worked, aside from the major vendors to create this technology among all vendors.
Excellent question. I mean, there's certainly been quite a bit of pressure put on the EHR vendors, as we know, to make their systems compliant with the meaningful use standards. We, fortunately, I guess for us, don't have to get involved with any of that. So the way our interface works with the EHR system can kind of vary. I mean, we've interfaced with existing EHR platforms in a variety of different ways. In some cases, we will work with the EHR vendor and do kind of a lower level integration. In other cases, we just work directly with a hospital provider, and we have our own unique middleware technology that we utilize to facilitate the interface. So, our system is not necessarily required under any part of meaningful use, but it certainly dovetails very nicely with what meaningful use is all about. Because what it comes down to is that in any patient interaction with a caregiver, if you don't get the patient identification part done correctly, then it can lead to a whole host of problems downstream. So our system ensures that, patients are accurately identified on the front end.
Michael, do you envision a day when this is required, that if you're a medical facility, a hospital, some sort of a network, that the biometric identification is going to be the rule? I can't see a future where this isn't expected and standard.
Well, that's tough for us to comment on one way or another. Certainly I think that if it's looked at from the perspective of, this is a system that can help to protect patients from having their identities stolen, this is a system that can really elevate significantly levels of patient safety, then, the powers that be would need to decide whether or not it's something that is mandated, for all providers to utilize. But what I can tell you is that, it certainly does accomplish both of those goals without question. And what we are seeing from our customers that are utilizing the system is significant reductions in their rates of duplicates. And, there's already a lot of attention and focus on patient data matching and creating standards around that and making improvements in that area, because everybody knows it's a big challenge in the marketplace. And as more providers come online and as access continues to increase, that challenge is really inflated. And so this is a system that can really help to protect the integrity of the data that's created out there by ensuring accurate identification. So whether or not it becomes a standard in the marketplace, I don't know. But certainly the system adds a tremendous amount of value that align very nicely with the goals of meaningful use and the new healthcare legislation.
Well, perhaps, Michael, you stole my thunder for this next question, but maybe not. As for your customers that have implemented your system, what are some of the large benefits that they've achieved, whether they thought going in they were going to receive these benefits or not?
Well, as I mentioned, the big benefit, what most providers are interested in achieving with the system, kind of a low-hanging fruit, as it were, is the prevention of duplicate medical records. This is a problem that exists across the board with all providers out there. And our system, when it's used correctly, can prevent the creation of all duplicate medical records during the registration process. And that really has a big impact in a couple different areas. First of all, it has a big impact on patient safety, because if I misidentify you and I create a new medical record, even though you have a record existing already in the provider's EHR system, well, I've missed an opportunity to gain access to your complete medical history. And without access to your complete medical history, I really cannot provide the highest level of care possible. And so, you know, that is why our system really has a big impact on patient safety levels. In addition, there's a big cost savings advantage to the provider organizations out there that are using this technology, because they end up spending a lot of money in one way or another on resolving duplicates and overlay medical records on the back end whenever they're created. So it has a number of different benefits. There are also benefits in terms of downstream revenue cycle. You know, again, if I misidentify you and I send your bill to the wrong person, well, that's kind of a nightmare scenario for a lot of providers and for patients. And so it really has a number of distinct benefits in the area of, you know, financial cost savings and patient safety.
All right. Michael Trader will return after this quick break. We'll be right back. At Javion, we know that healthcare providers do remarkable things every day. And we understand the pressures and challenges providers face in today's healthcare system. That's why we are helping providers by predicting and preventing financial and clinical waste. Through a suite of big data software solutions that combine clinical intelligence with deep machine learning technologies, we can stop the waste of resources and lives by stopping losses before they ever happen. And by doing this, we help providers focus on what they do best, delivering care. Javion, we help providers stay remarkable. Visit javion.com. All right, we're back with Michael Trader, co-founder and president of Right Patient. You know, Michael, we've talked a lot about the obvious application of this towards patient safety, but you did mention at the very top of the show that another application of this is towards patient engagement, and that's been a very common theme that we've talked about on this show for a long time, is how technology is enabling that. Talk about that some more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are looking at ways that, you know, we can add value in the area of patient engagement through our platform. So as we all know, there has been really an explosion of growth in certain technologies that can help to facilitate patient engagement. You know, one being smartphone use and the growth of apps for smartphones. So you see a lot of providers that are very focused on figuring out how they can leverage the existing technology out there to help with patient engagement, because they know that as the healthcare industry continues to evolve, patient engagement is really going to be critical to, you know, not only satisfaction levels, outcomes, et cetera, but also financially. You know, we see more and more that, you know, for example, CMS is already basing their reimbursements on a number of different performance-related metrics. And so, you know, getting your patients engaged in the healthcare process and enabling them to adopt more self-actualized behaviors can really have a tremendously positive impact on not only the providers that are working with these patients, but also the patient population itself. You know, it's all about us taking control of our own health and taking steps to make sure that, you know, we're doing the things that we're supposed to be doing and improving our health wherever possible. So what we're looking at is coming out with more features and functionalities around the mobile app that we've already developed that links in with the Right Patient platform. And so this app, for example, allows you to, first of all, authenticate to the application using our facial recognition engine. And then once you gain access to the app, you have access to a number of different patient engagement features. You know, there's some self-service features where you can check in for an appointment and do some other things. And we're really looking to expand the capabilities of the app around patient engagement, because we see that that's really going to be a critical part to reducing overall healthcare costs in the U.S.
Michael, I see one of the really complicating factors being a very complex health system that might have multiple EHRs, or, you know, most health systems have physicians that have their own EHRs. How do you help in those kind of solutions where interoperability is a challenge?
Excellent question. So one of the key features of our Right Patient platform is the ability not only to interface with existing EHR applications, but also with other third-party systems that are in use within a hospital or health system. So, for example, an enterprise master patient index system or master data management system, you know, these are systems that are utilized on the back end to pull data from many disparate sources and cleanse that data, essentially, you know, resolve it of duplicates. And so our system interfaces with the EMPI system so that patients essentially can enroll into the Right Patient system from any location and communicating with any local data source. and then seamlessly be authenticated from any other location and have their local medical record automatically retrieved. And that's all done through a back-end integration process with the EMPI system.
Michael, talk about the financial impact of this. I mean, I don't imagine you give this away to these hospitals, but, and you can imagine the savings when you prevent ID theft and fraud and, you know, the patient safety side of this. But, you know, IT budgets are stretched thin in a lot of places. How do you help them overcome that issue? And I hate to ask this question, but explain the ROI of this thing.
Sure. Well, yeah, I'm all for altruism, don't get me wrong, but I don't think our customers would be too happy if we weren't making enough money to at least be able to support them. So yes, I mean, of course, there is a cost involved with the system, but typically the ROI is very significant. So, you know, we look at, you know, different parameters based on data that the hospitals provide to us, you know, things like their current duplicate rate, you know, maybe errors that are created from that happen as a result of misidentification, number of overlays, you know, how much money they've been investing in full-time equivalents to find and resolve existing duplicates or in consulting services, that type of thing. So we look at a variety of different parameters and build that into the return on investment model. And typically, you know, with all of our implementations, I mean, they are able to recognize a significant return on investment in a pretty short amount of time. You know, one thing to keep in mind about this type of technology is that you're really gaining value from the system once a patient is enrolled into the system and then subsequently comes back to be authenticated. That is where you are gaining value from it. And so, you know, there might be a little bit of a ramp-up period because hospitals have to go through the process of getting their patients enrolled in the system. But once that happens and they've got a significant percentage of their patient population in there, then the system really starts to provide exponential ROI every time the patients come back to be authenticated and from any interaction touch point as well. You know, that's one of the other big benefits of our system is that we don't just provide a system that allows hospitals to be authenticated, allows hospitals to authenticate their patients at only the registration areas within their facilities. You know, as we know, patients are interacting with the provider in other areas. You know, it goes back to what we were talking about with respect to patient engagement. So how do you authenticate or protect a patient's identity when they're gaining access to a portal? How do you authenticate when they're interacting through a mobile device or an app? And so this is a platform that allows you to cover all of those interaction touch points and make sure that, first of all, the patients and their clinical data is safeguarded, and also at the same time to ensure that for the providers, the patients are accurately authenticated so that they can provide higher levels of care. And so once you build all of these different areas into the return on investment model, it becomes extraordinarily compelling.
Outstanding. When I'm back to the kind of meaningful use question, and I think you might be sitting in a very unique position as some of the vendors are now, for meaningful use stage two, required to roll out patient portals. Are you seeing your customers flock to you more readily as that requirement becomes real for 2015 and 2014? Are you seeing that, you know, it's really only the extreme innovators pushing portals out to their patients so forth?
Well, we're definitely seeing a lot of providers focusing on the portals, you know, because they have to at the end of the day, but also because they want to. I mean, every provider that we talk to is very focused on patient safety first and foremost. I mean, we've got really an outstanding healthcare system in this country. And, you know, with respect to the effect that it's having on our business, we definitely seeing our customers expressing an interest in broadening the applicability of the technology that we make available to them through our Right Patient platform. So typically the low-hanging fruit with any implementation are the registration areas, inpatient, outpatient registration, the ED, for example. That's where you're seeing the bulk of your patient volume. But, you know, more so we're seeing our customers showing interest in leveraging the platform in their clinics, their affiliated physician practices or groups, and also in areas like authenticating to the patient portal. You know, it makes sense because if any of us were to log in right now to our healthcare provider's portal, you know, all of our health information is in there. Anybody can gain access to it. And so, you know, there has to be a strong mechanism to be able to protect that. And biometrics is the strongest mechanism that you can utilize to accomplish that.
Michael, is there any applicability of your technology for other than the patient, for associated providers like physical therapists, or it may or may not be a part of a health system, but that would benefit from your technology?
Well, we do have some other solutions that are focused in on identity management of other individuals besides patients within the healthcare ecosystem. For example, we have a solution called Right Punch that's sold by M2Sys. And Right Punch is a PC-based biometric, quote-unquote, soft clock. And it's basically used to augment at a hospital location existing, you know, traditional wall-mounted time clocks for hourly employees. and it supports all the different forms of biometrics that our biometric software platform supports. And so this is utilized for employees to clock in and clock out. And we interface seamlessly behind the scenes with major workforce management platforms that are developed by companies like Kronos, for example, which has a huge market share in the healthcare industry. So that's definitely an area where biometrics can be utilized. Another area potentially is prescription of controlled substances. You know, there's a two-factor authentication requirement in that area. And so we've seen a lot of our customers express interest in using the technology in that way as well. So yeah, definitely. I mean, there's other areas outside of just patient identification where this technology can be leveraged.
Oh, yeah. I imagine there's going to be a continued growing list of applications of this. Michael, we're about out of time. One final question. As more hospitals are evaluating the use of biometrics, what are some of the key important questions that they need to ask a biometric vendor when they're doing their due diligence?
I think one of the most important questions to ask, if not the most important question, is how flexible is your solution? You know, are you proposing something that is locking me into a single form of biometrics that I'm stuck with forever? Or are you providing me with the ability to easily evolve with the industry without having to make any costly system changes down the road? The biometrics market in and of itself is a rapidly evolving industry. And we see in the application of our technology in healthcare already hospitals interested in using different forms of biometrics in different ways and in different areas. So if you're investing in a solution that just supports a single form of biometrics, you know, in some ways you may end up being a little hamstrung. Another big question is how well does your system scale? I think it's important to, you know, find out. We see a lot of acquisition going on in the market, for example. So, you know, is this a system that is going to be able to scale with me as my business grows? And then finally, I think a very important question is whether or not the system can perform real-time duplicate record prevention at the point of registration. You know, if the purpose of the system is to prevent duplicates and to mitigate fraud, you want to be sure that the system can identify a patient with nothing more than a biometric scan. You shouldn't have to enter any other information. You should just be able to capture the biometric, and the system should be able to identify that person. Otherwise, you leave the door open potentially for, you know, the existing problems to perpetuate, creating duplicates and people committing fraud.
All right. Michael, great stuff. Really excited to watch this develop. But sadly, we're out of time for today. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Right Patient?
Website is the best way. So rightpatient.com. It's chock full of information on us and everything that we have to offer. And we're also heavily engaged in social media. So you can find us on Twitter at Right Patient, also on Facebook and LinkedIn as well.
All right. Michael Trader, the co-founder and president of Right Patient. Michael, as always, good to connect. Thanks for making time to join us.
Todd, Joe, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
The pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Michael Trader, my co-host, Joe Lavelle, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Healthcare.